Rogan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. We're watching all the action in South Carolina. We're also watching the Carnarvon Wagon getting prepared for a 5 o'clock rollout. We got Troy Murray's going to join us coming up in this hour as well.
Got people talking about their power lines down and the trees down all over their neighborhoods.
Chicago Blackhawks, great and now broadcaster, great broadcaster, is playing in the alumni game tomorrow at TCF Field up in the Twin Cities up in Minneapolis. And he told us a couple weeks ago he has not been on skates in like 10 years.
I'm sure he'll do great.
Someone's going
to
get hurt.
Kind of nice to each other on the alumni game, or it doesn't get ugly, does
it? Well, we'll find out. We're going to talk to Troy about that coming up in just a little bit, and also about our beloved Blackhawks, who are alternately hot again. They're better than the Bulls. Let's just put it that way. Isn't that right, Mark Garman?
It's certainly not wrong, Ro.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going for.
And I want to hear about the White House trip, too.
Right.
Because he probably has some great stories.
He probably does.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
I like
does.
How didn't they single out Scott Darling at the White House for his being a great humanitarian
and Chicagoan,
just a good human being, better way to put it, for what he did.
And you could tell that Barack Obama is not a hockey fan. I mean, it's the clearest thing.
Did he use a bad reference or something?
I just looked at like the whole, he got real excited when he got the lifetime pass, parking pass to the United
That's
Center.
That's huge.
That's the
I
only thing he
so
cared about.
I totally disagree with you. I think he's a complete hockey fan.
Okay.
And they love him.
When's the last time?
The Hawks
he
love
happy.
President Obama.
Of course they do. The Hawks love
Because he's a hockey fan.
Because he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, but I don't know why don't you think he's a hockey fan?
He couldn't tell you what the blue line is. It's the line that's
he
blue.
He went to Harvard. He could.
I don't think he can.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Yeah, is it right? Is it not right? I mean, some people are.
What's the blue line?
Exactly.
Right? And we're hockey
Thank
fans.
You, Violetta. All right. Hey, speaking of this weekend, I wasn't, but I'm going to anyway. I'm going to make the transition for you. Mm-hmm. Longtime listeners know that I've been involved with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for the better part of the last decade. Mm-hmm. And this weekend, they are doing something very, very cool. Pancake breakfast on Sunday. Alderman Matt O'Shea from Beverly. And you have to have an Irish accent when you're an alderman from Beverly, is doing this pancake breakfast for the Get Behind the Vest initiative, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Alderman, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Hi, Ro. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, Matt, let's talk about this, because the Behind the Vest, the whole idea of the Get Behind the Vest campaign for Chicago police officers is they all do when a Chicago police officer comes out of the academy and he gets a vest. The first one is on the police department, right? It's part of the uniform allowance that they receive. That
Which
pays
makes
for
sense,
the vest,
right? It makes sense that they should have one.
It's required that they have one, that they wear one, so they should have one. What they don't know, I think a lot of cops don't know this either, Matt, is that vests go bad. They have expiration dates. And depending
Correct.
On how you use them, how you store them, they're supposed to be stored lying flat because all the resistant material, right, it sinks to the bottom if you don't do it. And that's that upper part is the part that is a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. If they're not properly stored, when officers perspire, which they do because these vests are heavy, they're bulky, they wear them in the hot summer months, and also if they take an impact of any type.
Right.
Essentially,
well, then it's no longer good. Is that right? If it takes
but it's up to the copper to actually replace his own vest at that point.
Right. And the problem is, police officers, like many of us, you know, they're living on a budget. They're raising a family. They're paying a mortgage. They're paying tuition. When it comes down to it, you've got to make these decisions as to what you're going to pay for, and replacing your bulletproof vest that is beyond its lifespan typically falls down the list. And I know that because I know dozens and dozens of policemen who wear vests that are far beyond their warranty.
We just, and I've been involved in this. I love this initiative. And it's about $500 buys a vest for a police officer. About $500 is the cost for, to do this. And then it goes into the system. They get fitted the normal way that they would normally do this. And then the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation pays for it, because the idea here is, despite all of the rhetoric in this nation and in this city about cops, they're the ones who are, you know, rushing toward the gunfire, not away from it. Right.
Right.
So and the 99% are doing their hardest to do the right thing. And so you want to protect those guys, those men and women, as best as you possibly can as they're running toward it. And this and the so we just did this. I've done a number of them, but there's a cop that works my neighborhood that I was like, you know, I was talking to him and I was talking to him about his vest and he'd been on 10 years, 12 years. He'd never changed his vest. I'm like, I'm getting you a new vest.
But it's, so can an officer on that point, to Rose's point, can an officer, you know, present themselves and say, hey, you know, do they come to you? How do you find the officers that are, you know, ready for a new vest and need one?
So the police department is communicating with the force. And so this, let me backtrack a little bit. This initiative started in October of 2014. At that point, we had 8,000 plus officers out on the street, men and women, with expired vests.
Ooh.
Since that time, since we kicked this off under Phil Klein's direction, we have replaced approximately 6,100 of the 8,000 that were outdated. So we're more than three quarters the way through, which is terrific. We've still got 2,000 plus officers with vests that are beyond their lifespan, which is dangerous. So we can see the finish line. But moving forward, we want to make sure that we can replace upwards of 500 a year.
Just as a rolling average, because that's kind of what we're up against here right now. At least,
yes.
Right? At least.
Yes.
So, all right. So let's talk. All right. So now this is going to happen. First of all, you got Father Dan Brandt, who's going to do a mass,
uh-oh,
right?
Correct.
At St. John Fisher Church.
And, 10 a.m. this Sunday.
Okay, so we got to make sure that church does not get hit by lightning while that Mass is being celebrated, because it's Father Dan Brandt.
He's a friend of the show.
He's a
friend
of
yours. And
yes, but it's
very colorful
there
with
his
language.
There is likely to be some sort of thermal inversion or whatever they say.
We've
there.
Already talked to him about his homily. We don't want to put anybody to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's bad advice.
Yeah. Well, trust me, he won't do that. And the next thing you know, he does the thing. He looks up at the sky. Perfectly sunny day, that crap happens to him.
The Pope will be focusing his attention on someone else.
Yeah, exactly. what did I hear about this Dan Brandt in Chicago? All right. And then where is the, is it at the school behind the church?
Yes.
Is the breakfast?
Correct. At St. John Fisher School, we'll have a pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that's great. It's $5 admission, $25 for families.
Yes, sir.
And if you can throw a little extra in the till, that wouldn't hurt nobody, right?
Hey, the bottom line is that our slogan is, we protect those who protect us. Come out and support the men and women of the Chicago Police Department.
All right.
That's a great cause.
And that's at 102nd and Washtenaw, essentially, right?
Yeah, St. John Fisher School and Church, 10200 block of Washtenaw in the 19th Ward in the Beverly community.
Yes, the Fighting 19th. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate
thank you.
It, as always.
Thanks, Alderman.
Ro, Anna, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
It is
stay out of the wind.
Definitely a worthwhile cause, and with all the stuff that's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, that's
good to help them out.
It is a very cool, it's a very cool organization.
I didn't realize five years is when they expire,
pretty
much. Just every 5 years, you got to get a new one.
And wear and tear could be even less than that.
Could be even less.
But this is not, and again, you see what these guys wear, and a lot of them like to wear the lighter weight ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's
more
comfortable, right?
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't protect you quite as well. And I know there is a big difference between a higher end vest and a lower end vest in terms of comfort and in terms of how it responds.
And there's a minimum capability that the Chicago police officers have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because
when they get at the academy or when they're done.
Right, when they're done, it's because of the streets of Chicago and because of the weaponry and because of they're shooting every night. Right, they have to be capable of having the right kind of equipment there. So, all right, there
good
you
cause.
Go. All right, so and by the way, Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. You can just Google that if you want to get involved in that.
Wait, what do you Google again? We have some people asking
Chicago
about it.
Chicago Police
make it.
Memorial Foundation, CPMF.
Okay.
Is the
place to go.
CPDmemorial.org.
To make a donation directly.
There you go.